This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The key findings of a new study confirm the conclusions of earlier research. High-capacity wells are a factor in the drying up of a central Wisconsin trout stream. But as Glenn Moberg reports, finding a solution is harder than identifying the problem.
Nearly 350 people packed the theater at UW-Stevens Point, more than you would expect for the unveiling of a scientific study.
So everybody's kind of familiar with the Central Sands, we hope. Agricultural, and it's forested, and it's trout streams and lakes.
Dan Helsel, natural resource manager for the DNR, points to a graph that shows the increasing number of high-capacity wells in the Central Sands region, from 120 in the 60s to more than 2,800 today.
This is a real tough balance for the state, and it's not an easy problem to solve. We would have solved it a long time ago.
The high-capacity wells are vital for irrigating farm fields. But one of the study's lead researchers, state geologist Ken Bradbury, says those wells are implicated in the drying up of the Little Plover River, a Class 1 trout stream.
There was a lot of controversy and disagreement about the cause, a lot of finger-pointing.
Bradbury's computer model shows that the closer a well is to the river, the greater the impact, and that even if you turn off one of the wells, it will take several weeks for the river to recover. Bradbury isn't making recommendations, but he thinks there's a path forward.
It will take a reduction in water use. Now, that can be done by fewer wells or moving wells to different places or perhaps even different crops.
For UW Extension hydrologist George Kraft, Bradbury's findings are a vindication of more than 10 years of his own research.
The stuff that I've done in the last decade since the Little Plover first dried up has been confirmed.
The river first dried up in 2005. Sections of it have been reduced to a trickle several times since then. Kraft says it's a sad fate for one of Wisconsin's great trout streams.
The fishery there was so productive that conservation department staff at the time used it to understand why streams are so productive for trout, a very highly prized water body.
But the reports of the death of the Little Plover have been greatly exaggerated, according to Tamas Houlihan, executive director of the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers.
I walked the Little Plover Tuesday, and it's flowing tremendously. There are trout in it. I don't think we need to shut off wells.
Houlihan's organization represents the farmers who use the water.
We have a responsibility to use that water and use it wisely. We are growing healthy vegetables for a hungry world.
Houlihan and Kraft made their comments on a Wisconsin Public Radio talk show, which also included two local state representatives.
No moratoriums.
Republican Scott Krug questions whether the DNR needs to assess the cumulative effect of high-capacity wells everywhere in the state or only in places with groundwater problems.
One size fits all policy is not going to work in this discussion. What works in the Central Sands is not going to work in Anago.
Waterways.
Democrat Katrina Shanklin says there should be one policy for everyone.
Permanent water rights for some people at the expense of water rights for others. This isn't the Wild West.
The program attracts phone calls from homeowners in another part of the Central Sands, the town of Saratoga, who worry about the impact of a planned mega dairy farm on their groundwater.
A handful of jobs.
Rhonda Carell owns a salon.
My business relies on water. If I don't have clean and plentiful water, I'm out of business.
Tamas Houlihan says his potato and vegetable growers aren't the problem.
These farmers live on their land. They raise their families on their land. They want what's best for the environment.
But hydrologist George Kraft says it's time to take action.
It's 11 years ago since the Little Plover first dried up. It's time to get around to it.
The study was commissioned by the DNR and co-authored by Michael Feenan of the U.S. Geological Survey. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.